I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to episode 6 of D&D's for Nerds presents Rime of the Frost Maiden. So, as of last episode, there has been no official owner of the first citizen, first player token. I am... look, unfortunately, you are all tied for first citizen.
You keep it to yourself. Aww,
No, I was going to actually say, can one of you impress me?
Okay.
I can't top that.
Yeah.
I just yelled at you, dude.
Yeah,
probably give it a
guess. Yeah, all right. Guys, there you go.
Yeah.
This is a clown's joy. Acknowledgement.
That is the clown's joy.
I've taken the clown's pleasure.
Don't call it that.
The clown's.
All right.
What? No, I was going.
Easy come, easy,
easy go. Settle, mate. And I keep it here. Don't even think about it. Go on.
So, Friss, you are. Yeah, if you'll recall.
Great plan.
I have.
Be bait.
Put a knife where a mouth would go in the hopes to bite back.
Of course, you put a knife where the mouth would go. Yeah, naturally. Yeah. There's a mouth.
Location.
Range. Yeah.
No, I've eaten people before. You have to cut off the face.
Yeah, if you're thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh. No, they're cannibals. Well, they know how to eat a person.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for putting too much faith in my enemy.
Yeah.
That usually never goes well for people.
The figure steps over and you look right into her face as she looks down at you, saliva drooling out of her mouth. What would you like to do?
Did she see me?
Yeah, oh, you're looking eye to eye. All right, we go to initiative.
A stab up into the eye.
Yeah.
Take out one of the eyes.
All right. You stab upwards, once again, scimitar, not a stabbing weapon, but you stab upwards.
So it's impressive, I can do it.
Yeah.
It's certainly something. You strike and you catch, maybe not in the eye, but you catch because you're in an almost prone position. You slash upwards and cut the tribesperson from about like their breast down to their hip, exposing part of their body. They cover that up. And as blood pours forth, and then...
They make very upsetting noises.
Yeah, it's not good.
Heat. The wolf tribe member bites down into you, dealing 11 points of damage and twisting your arm, grabbing blade hard enough to start cutting into their own hand and then your wrist and then starting to tear into hand.
Oh, God.
Right, well, that doesn't seem fun.
Criminy. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Take 11
points of damage.
Actually.
Yes.
I guess it's sympathetically, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to push my hand and the blade up, so in hopes to cut their hand off.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll use my hand to start back and forthing like a bad violin.
This person doesn't seem to care that you're hacking at them. You don't do exactly what you were planning on doing. You're not really cutting their hand off, but they don't really care as well. So you work back and forth and they ignore the pain, ignore what you're doing, continue to eat. They have, this person has hit pay dirt and just wants to eat.
Imagine you just keep eating alive. Damn.
Oh, I'd rather not imagine. Hey.
Do you have spells you've got? Many spells. You got spells. Spells. Damage things. Spells. Destroy them.
Yeah, yeah.
Have
yeah.
a look.
Kill werewolf. Kill werewolf spell.
Yeah. Bark skin.
The wolf. It's not your turn yet. Oh. The wolf comes back up, now slowly transforming, and gives like a howl up into the air, and you are sickened by the sound of woo, 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 as several other werewolves join in. Many more must have come down the slide and are now in this room.
Oh, that's bad.
No.
The werewolf looks down at you with your thumb dangling out of her mouth, and you can see she's smiling. She's so happy as you continue to saw your way through her hand. You want to cast Barkspin?
Oh, no, that was going to be a silly joke about how they're wolves, and maybe that'll help me somehow. Okay, I'm in a crevice in the ground, yeah? Or in the ice?
In the tower.
Oh, in the tower. If I were to cast Earth Tremor, could that maybe wedge me a bit further down?
It could, potentially.
What about...
Is that what you want? Do you want to be trapped?
Will that cause like a cave-in maybe?
Oh, that's true. That could
be something.
But it would kill
what's your
me.
What's your objective here? Because like trapped in the not ice die. Is not necessarily
die is my
better.
Objective.
Mm.
Okay. Let's have a look. Maybe I want to trap them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe if I could do like a hold person. I could do a heat metal and try and burn them.
They don't have any metal on them.
The one in their hand from me.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You're going to point out that I'm also holding that medal? Is that what you're going to point out to me?
Yeah.
Oh, Cass, you're also holding
well,
that.
Well, actually, you're also
actually,
holding the medal.
Actually, you're going to kill yourself. You're both going to lose a hand. Okay, well, these are out.
Yeah,
I've used all
out.
Of those trying not to die. But that hasn't worked out for me so far.
Mm.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Hold person seems clever.
I'm really.
And maybe you think you got a chance to escape, to run.
Yeah, could do that.
A flame blade could be
yeah.
The hold per. See, if I hold person, I'm still stuck.
Mm.
That is true.
Is what I'm thinking.
What about this? What do you think about this? Distraction.
Hang on. What if?
Okay. I don't know what's
I'm
happening.
Stupid.
Here. It's very theatrical.
Yes. Well, this. That. Okay. Yes. Okay.
How big's a Crackerman?
What?
How big's a Crackerman?
About big enough for you and not much else.
What if I were to use Wild Shape?
Uh-huh. Oh.
And assume the form of a rat.
So?
And then scurry away.
I have some bad
news. I'm too small. Oh, you're not hungry for a rat. Rat's baby.
Yeah.
So, as an action, you can assume the shape of a beast you have seen before.
I've seen a rat.
There are rules.
You've seen so many rats.
Yeah.
You've
seen so many rats.
There are rules to what you can turn into.
Uh-huh. I know I can't fly or swim. Otherwise, I'd definitely turn into my mum.
Yeah. That's fair.
Oh, I see.
Mum's a bird.
I actually think this is possible. I've just realized I'm thinking of 3.5, where there are size limitations. There's actually only a CR limitation, so I think you actually, can transform into a rat.
It's all right, Adam. I've made that mistake before myself. Turn me into a rat. Let me scurry away.
All right. You turn into a rat.
Whoa.
I would like to scurry away.
All right. You move 10 feet.
Into a crack? Can I get in the crack?
You could try to wedge yourself further in the crack, sure.
No, different crack.
All right, you can try to run and find a different crack.
Can I please move 9 feet away and then get really deep into a crack?
One foot deep in a crack.
You can move 10 feet, but your action was to transform, so you can't hide yet.
But if I'm running 10 feet, and because I'm so small,
easy to fit into
the
a mouth.
You've become one mouthful.
Oh my god, I'm bite-sized. Yeah, yeah. What if I run
through the crack?
I run 10 feet. No, I run 9 feet, and then the last foot has just happened in a crack. it's what? I didn't realize this was a crack. I didn't mean to hide.
Oh my god, is this a crack for me?
I was just running in a crack. I didn't mean to hide.
Just happens in a crack.
Just happens in a crack.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Oh my god, is this
blood in a crack?
Highs. Mm-hmm. All right, you could try to squeeze yourself into deeper into the crack that you were already in. I will let you make let's say athletics check to get yourself too deep to be grabbed.
Rat athletics.
Yeah, rat athletics.
Rat athletics.
Yeah.
You squeeze yourself quite deep into the tower.
Okay.
Yes.
You nailed it. The wolf howls in anguish, having lost its meal, and then starts scrabbling where you are.
It's not going to work.
All right. It's your turn.
Does it look like I could maybe have another crack at getting into another crack?
You're kind of trapped. So the crack that you're in right now.
Trapped, you say?
Yeah.
And how far away is that slippery dip?
About this far away. So imagine your head were rat. Okay. You were in a crack.
Okay.
Like right there. You'll have to go through fists
crack
to get out of
about
crack.
Yay big.
Can rats cast spells?
I don't believe you can cast magic in your current form.
Yeah, that would be cool, but I don't think so.
What about? Okay, I get 2 wild shapes per short rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bug?
Unfortunately, a bug I don't think you can transform into. I'll double check.
No, I don't think you can, from memory.
Okay, so it has to be...
I think a bug counts as a different thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. so it has to be an animal. Mouse?
You're just trying to get
Get bigger! Explode the crack!
I'll kill myself. Well, if you maybe grow really fast in stones it's of ice. A building.
Oh, are you stone. Transforming into a mouse?
Yeah, hang on. Well, that would kill me, right? If I got really big. Elephant?
I don't know.
A weak
I don't
elephant.
Know.
You just definitely shy... can't be an elephant.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that much. What's that'd big? Be a challenge rating too
something
high.
Big.
What's big? What if I were weak and I was just big?
Yeah. Kick.
What eats wolves?
You got just a snake?
For challenge rating a half, I don't think you're transforming into anything that could eat a wolf or that has a flying speed, incidentally. Even if it is challenge rating 1/2, you can't have a flying speed.
Well, then I would love to double down on mouse.
Okay. All right. You transform into a mouse.
A small mouse.
You think of the smallest
baby
mouse.
The baby mouse I saw
baby
one time.
Baby mouse, that gross pink thing that can't quite move.
Okay.
No. You nearly got me.
Nearly tricked her.
All right. So
eyes
you have
just open, right. Ready to run.
All right. Yeah. The wolf is still scrabbling. What do you do?
So mouse didn't work.
Well, you're smaller.
What was the plan, Kat?
Yeah. You may be half a mouthful now.
Yeah, I was confused because the situation wasn't going to change really.
There's nothing where you can get smaller. There's one entrance and one exit.
My understanding of the crack is that it was a long crack.
It's a little long, but it's not long enough that the werewolf can't scratch all the way down it.
I can't run across, like, the crack of a building.
You're really kind of trapped. There's only one way out, and it's via wolf.
Maybe you can dodge through it. You don't know.
Mm.
You'll never know until you try.
Can I?
I'm so excited.
My acrobatics is quite high, as is my animal handling, and I am currently an animal trying to handle its situation.
Where's the first player token?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, good.
Rightfully,
yeah,
it's Cassie.
Yeah, go take it. It's yours.
Yeah.
I would like to, given my phenomenal background in animal handling and acrobatics, I want to jump into the wolf's mouth.
I might leave. What is happening?
I am taking the champion's exit.
Fuck.
Please let me try.
Are you... What? Okay, what's the plan? Walk us through it. Walk us through it. So you get into the mouth of the werewolf.
Yeah. And then you just keep digging.
Into them?
Yeah, and then out.
Oh, you're going the whole nine yards.
Okay.
As you launch yourself at the werewolf. The werewolf slashes at you. You launch, you mistime it, and you get swiped at, and you get cut deeply. You take 10 points of damage. 1 point goes to rat form. The other 9 points go to Friss, and you are fully sized in front of the werewolf.
In its mouth?
No, you didn't get to its mouth.
It knocked you out of the way.
No, the werewolf is now on top of you. It's the werewolf's turn.
So I'm still in the crack.
Well, you burst out of the crack.
Okay.
But you're human.
Oh, yeah, you do, actually. You take a further 4 points of damage from breaking your way out of the crack.
Okay.
This is an interesting strategy.
Okay, and now what happens?
It's the werewolf's turn. Mm.
Okay.
What?
That hasn't been good for me.
What is the strategy?
What do you mean with the strategy?
Step one, I think it's really... Become rat.
Yep.
Step two, become mouse. Oh. Step three, jump in mouth. Step four, ? Step five, profit.
Yes. Will you try to explode the mouth of the wolf?
Yeah. We're going to be rich is the what I'm hearing.
Grabs one of your arms to stop you from struggling. Breaks it.
Oh, no.
The werewolf bites down onto your neck and tears upwards. You see most of your neck in the werewolf's mouth.
Oh, no.
You actually don't know how... You cannot conceive how much neck you could possibly have left.
Oh,
you,
no.
You try to say something and you realize you can't speak because you do not have an esophagus from here to here.
Oh, no.
You take 15 points of damage. You are on 2 hit points.
Okay.
It is your turn.
I miscalculated. Huh. Am I not poisoned to this guy?
Apparently not.
So it's not backwards compatible.
You don't know how it works necessarily. You're pretty fresh.
I am pretty new, yeah.
Yeah.
it's my first day.
Yeah, it's your first day.
It may literally be your first day.
Yeah. That's why I was lost.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Should have just come into the cave being like, I'm so sorry, it's my first day.
Oh.
Right, that issue. Okay, let's... What? Can I cast spells anymore?
You could still cast spells. You could gurgle through them. They're not going to be as easy to cast, but you still can.
Get that potion in that's in your mum.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck it in your neck. Clonk, clonk.
I would like to half mother's potion.
Okay.
Delay the inevitable. Run.
Put it off.
I saw the panic in your eyes.
I was like, if I've lost it, it's lost. We know what happens.
It's nobody's.
This is just, it's been a while.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Can I just say? But it's been great. It's been real swell.
What else you got here? Maybe
I could use a ye old pass without trace and just leave.
Yeah, maybe.
Not how that jump. You recover 10, 21. You recover 29 hit points.
Hey,
that's not too sleazy.
Okay, okay. Live to
you have a bonus action and a move action, but it was your regular action to drink that potion.
Take your chances in the mystery hole. Come on. Okay,
okay, yep, how far away is the big slide?
It's pretty far. You'll need to get past this werewolf at the very least. So that will be an attack of opportunity.
Oh, well, what about... Okay, I'm going to use what I should have used before, which is... Where is it?
Hold person?
I'm going to use hold person.
All right, you can't cast that spell. Okay. You're out of an action.
You do have some bonus actions, though. Yeah. So you can do healing ward or whatever it is. Give yourself more health to just tank this attack.
Yeah.
Healing word, please. I'd like to tell myself I'm doing my best. That's not very frisk.
Yeah.
My healing word is saying I will kill you.
Later.
Hold up a spell.
Well, second.
Whatever's going to get you the most juice, that's what it's about.
All right. You recover for 7 hit points.
Yes. Okay. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby?
Not too shabby indeed.
Not too shabby. Good to hold be on top. That. It's hold good to be on top.
All right. So, would you like to leave? All right. You get up half of your movement.
Yes.
You get 15 feet away.
Yes.
Attack of opportunity.
Oh, God.
That's a hit.
Damn.
Okay.
That's fine. It's one hit.
One hit.
And I
you
got
take
38.
10 points of damage.
Lucky oh, nice. Heal.
I got 28.
You're fine, dude. You're fine.
Now, which exit would you like to head towards? Just the nearest one or the... So imagine the collapsed tower. It's on its side.
Yeah.
You are, imagine here. You get up. There is cracks up the... This is like the conical head. There are cracks here that you can escape through. Or there's the big hole here. Now, imagining you are here... Oh, there are cracks all along it, actually. There's a big hole is here. You could try to force your way through a hole through one of the cracks. That will be a check. Or you could go out that way or out that way. Which way would you like to go?
I feel like I've been pretty lucky when it comes to cracks, Adam. Yeah. Let's give it a go.
So you're going to go directly?
Yes.
All right.
That was very good. Yes. That was very good.
Okay. You basically slam into it. And you immediately realize it's actually just simply too small for you.
I forgot I'm not a rat anymore.
No. You could keep trying if you wanted to. You could find another one, but this one is simply too small. Two werewolves are upon you.
You've got this.
They drag you back from the crack.
Damn.
And begin savaging you. That's a lot of hits.
Oh no. Yeah, huh? I think this
they
may
tear
be...
into your back. So you actually don't even see it. You just feel parts of you being torn away. And every now and then you look back and you can see they're eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see parts of you. Bits and pieces. You see organs.
You need them. You really need
I
them.
I need all of them.
I really don't. I don't. I just...
What? Say it, Jackson.
I don't know if... You're going to get out of this one.
All right. You take 34 points of damage. You're on zero.
Okay.
Would you like to make that concentration check again?
Yeah.
Or would you like to see if being unconscious... So you can just fall unconscious and then maybe someone will come save you. or you can make the concentration check. And if you fail the concentration check, you will die. Just outright die because you'll struggle to get up and then you'll bleed too heavily... And you'll exert yourself too much and you'll just die. But if you make the concentration check, you will still be on zero hit points effectively, but you can force yourself to function.
Hop to the hole.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine any of my friends are coming to get me because I forgot to make any.
Yeah.
I try.
We were so close. We were interrupted.
We were interrupted.
Would you like to make the roll?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You need to get at least 15.
Hey!
16!
All right, that's at least 15. That's
all right, you can function. Good. It's your turn. What would you like to do?
Head for hole, head for
head
hole.
For hole.
Hop
head
for hole. For the hole.
Hop for the hole.
You're able to get through the hole you couldn't before.
That's sad.
Oh no!
Highs or lows?
Highs.
There is a werewolf in between you and the hole. The werewolf slashes.
Yeah.
And misses?
Critical hit.
With a miss?
Your head hits the floor. You are killed. It rolls slowly until it comes to a standstill, and then your body hits the ground. The members of the wolf tribe use every part of the frist.
Oh, what a grim man.
Nothing remains but bones sucked clean of any meat, which they probably use because they use every part of the frist.
Just glad it's sustainable at this point.
That's nice to know about your body.
So I'm going to need, because you're no longer a player, I'm going to need your first player token.
Well, I was the first player dead.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to need your badge and your gun.
You can have my mother.
All right. I'll
my mother's a
bird,
you say?
That's mother's a bird.
All right. As the first player when you died, as per the contract, you may pick who is the first player.
Come on.
Obviously, it can't be you.
Yeah. Hazelnut.
Yes. Oh, rude. What have I ever done to you?
Meanwhile.
Yes.
All right.
The two of you watch werewolf after werewolf go down that hole.
There's a lot of your people.
It's a big tribe.
Several of them are still in that room past eating the dead.
Okay. I'd like to turn around to the hero of this game, Tempeste, and be like, we've spent a while in here. I feel like we should be getting going, Tempeste. As much as, of course, I value your wisdom, I just think that if we can get out of this cave, that would be ideal.
Yes. Tempeste, what are you here for exactly?
You don't have to answer that, Tempeste.
I was, me and my brother, Stompos, we were stranded here.
Oh, there you go. That's answer enough.
Yes, but do you know where we're going?
Where was I going?
Or where we are heading towards?
I don't know this place.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, where's our options? Because down there with you.
Yeah, there is. So there are cracks in this tower, and you came through cracks on one side, but you can go out cracks on the other side.
Okay.
So there's like a way forwards. So,
well, I suppose we just keep heading deeper in.
Yeah, if we rest here, the chances of...
Yeah, I don't like our chances. I know, Tempesta, you were saying we should rest here, but I feel like it would be best if we kept moving. But of course, I default to your authority.
So am I just like... when did this... Did you come to it?
He never even made a roll.
It was just his natural Hazelnut charm. Buck seems... like he might be mentally addled. He seems way too
agreeable.
Yeah, agreeable, right. He seems way too agreeable to Tempeste. Tempeste is obviously someone he's not known before, but he clearly is willing to follow and die for Tempeste. This is not normal.
Consider what I told you. Consider.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yes. Let's go ahead then. Shall we?
All right then.
Shall we? Yes. Yes.
I'll lead the way. Everybody, stay behind me.
Of course. Yes. I'll take up the rear.
Okay. All right. I'll begin marching down that that corridor.
I feel I need to flee.
All right.
Yes.
We'll kill him and get a snack first.
Tiny snacks.
You come out the other side, and there's more rubble from the tower on this side, and then there are three clear paths.
Okay.
There's a way east, there's a way north, and there's a way south. The way south is a slide again, so it not necessarily is one way, but it might be hard to go back after you've gone down.
Okay.
It.
I kneel down in front of Tempeste. A direction, my liege?
First player token. Pass it over. Thank you. That was good.
Yes.
Tempeste.
Tempeste points to the northern passage. Let's check what's that way.
Excellent choice.
That's a good idea. Well, you guys go north. I might check out the east path.
Tempeste.
If there's anything going there.
Tempeste looks at you, Hazelnut.
Yes.
And Tempeste and Stompos actually consult each other. Like they...
Do they do it around my waist? Like I'm standing up and they're like just at my waist. I'm not part of it. They'll come to a good decision.
They look at each other and it feels like they look at each other. They're just staring at each other. Buck, you don't think this is strange.
No,
Hazelnut, you realize they're just staring at each other. They're not saying anything.
Yeah.
And then Tempeste turns to you and says, no, you should stay with us.
Well, it's decided then. We head north, all four of us.
Look, I'll have this. I'll just head quickly out there to the east to see what's going on because we've got three paths here. There's three groups here.
Perhaps you should stay with us. You suddenly think that Tempeste is a very good friend.
Well, I mean, we've got to protect you, of course, Tempeste. Very idea of not.
All right, then it's decided.
Yes, let's.
Tempeste and Stomp Moss look at each other and nod, pleased.
Okay.
Well, let's head north.
I'll begin marching north.
Yes, we'll head to the north there. Yeah,
all right.
Yes, I feel like I've known this little ray of sunshine for quite some time.
He's a delightful little boy.
Yes, they're both quite delightful little boys.
You come to a chamber, a closed-off chamber. There are no other exits. It's a dead end of sorts. It is a 20-foot-high room of sorts. In the middle, there is a stone slab. It looks like the slab might be torn from something larger. It's about 8 feet long, 4 feet wide, and it's covered in frost.
Okay.
Right.
Have a look.
Okay. Well, it looks like
let's just go and inspect it.
Should we have a bit of a push it?
All right. It's hard to see underneath the frost, but there's like text beneath the.
There appears to be something written on it.
Can I read
say
it
to Tempeste?
Yeah. Burn it off. Have a look.
Right. Of course. I'll cast a bonfire and kind of melt that away.
Well, he does that. Can I go over to Tempeste?
Yeah.
I'd like to crouch down and be like, "Far be it for me to tell you anything, but." That man is a cannibal. I don't believe we can trust him. If you would like, I could take care of it for you, and then it would just be the three of us, like it was before.
Oh, my God.
Tempeste nods. Make it so.
All right, I would like to, while you're expecting the day, just pick you up and slam you into it.
Do you understand Draconic?
No, I do not.
No? There are words written in an ancient script that you do not understand. Then.
I pick your head up by the back of your hair and slam your face into the plate. Tempeste and Compost and Slop Moss are my. What's his name?
Compost!
Right.
Compost! You take 8 points of damage, Hazelnut.
Right.
Let's go to initiative.
Okay.
You gotta kill him. Oh my god, you're gonna kill him. Please eat. You're so hungry.
Buck, it's your turn again.
Okay. Time to rage.
Oh no.
I rage. I'll make my face out of a wolf's again. And I'd like to
dodge as much as I can.
Put like both sides of my jaw like on either side of his head and clamp down.
He starts clamping down.
Okay.
For you, Tempeste.
Compeste.
You take a further 8 points of damage and you feel your skull beginning to crack.
Okay.
I am your warrior, Tempeste.
For my action, I would like to turn into Tempeste.
What do you use to do that, sorry?
Shape change?
All right.
Uh-oh. Which one's the real Tempeste?
It's probably the one with an intact skull.
Tempeste is before you, but quite clearly the one you look. You're not stupid.
Yeah, okay. Great.
What are you doing?
Fantastic.
What are you doing?
You got tricked by this.
I would die for you, Tempeste.
Actually, you would probably be aware that this is not Tempeste because they are not mentally controlling you.
I'd like to pick him up and slam him on top, like get on top of the plate covered in text and be like right over the top of him and smack it into him again.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. all right, yes. So you're on 0 hit points.
So, under the concentration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you like to make that concentration check?
Yes.
All right. Would you like to roll?
Sure.
So you need to get at least, on this one, a 12.
I got a 3, Adam.
All right. You try to stay conscious, but instead immediately exert too much effort and collapse.
He still lives.
Before the corpse is too cold, please, away. We must eat.
Are they asking me to leave?
Yeah. Oh, just watch our back.
I lay him gently down and go stand motionless in a corner.
The Tempeste and his brother Stomp Moss reveal their true form as gnome illithids. Their tentacled faces slowly caress your head, and they eat your brains.
Yeah.
When I try to think about either of them, do I get a headache out of
them? Yeah, you just think of them as your good friends.
Cool.
This is what they've always looked like. What future adventures do you... Do Tempeste, Stomp Moss, and their loyal servant Buck have in... How long will Stomp Moss, Tempeste keep Buck alive before they are too hungry? Thank you for watching. D&D is for Nerds presents Rime of the Frost Maiden. I've been Adam.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
I've been Joel.
Quick question. Did we do this wrong?
Thank you for watching.